You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Oh, hello there. Welcome back to Wake Up Tucson on 1030 The Voice, local news and talk. It's Tuesday already. Second morning in a row that it was just beautiful waking up this morning. Just beautiful. So we're getting there. Like I said, I had that talk with Mother Nature. And it's going to all break this weekend. And we'll be in early autumn Tucson style. You know, it's not Vermont. Everyone, slow your roll. Hey Matt, who are the Cats playing this week? Are they off week? What are they doing?
It's a Friday night game, and I believe it's against Kansas State.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. They're the Wildcats, also, aren't they? Oh my God!
It's a confluence.
I can't wait till ESPN overplays that. Oh my God! It's a Wildcat versus Wild or a Fox or whoever.
They'll manage to screw that one up. they'll say it's the Arizona State Wildcats or something. It just happens.
Love it. Love it.
I think it's on Fox One. I think I heard somebody say that the other day.
So. Due to our superior contract with the Big 12, we are on Fox 7, which is seen on all tertiary markets in the Guam, Virgin Islands areas.
Yeah, we need to preempt Lumberjack Rodeo. So
thank you. Love Lumberjack Rodeo. All right, we got Danny Sawaya from Tucson Strength coming up on the second hour. Tomorrow we have Shearer Peter Norquist with, of course, Libertarian Love, Understanding, and Hugs Hour will be amazing. There's preparations. I'll tell you how it's going. The Tucson Chamber and Hispanic Chamber present the inaugural Keep Tucson Crappy Hall of Fame induction ceremonies is coming up towards the end of the year. We'll give you some previews of that this week. Karen Ulick is going to solve the shooting problem in Ward 6. And by solving it, I mean not solving it.
Highly localized gun ban or
what? You are correct.
Illegal to shoot people, maybe.
A sad update from Patra and what's going on in her neighborhood in the 05.
I saw that.
One of my favorite cartoons of the week, and it's only Tuesday, is the church marquee where it says, hate the sin, but elect the sinner, right? Which I thought was just perfect for pretty much the Grijalva and the Hispanic population in Tucson, Arizona. What else do we got? This whole Haitians eating ducks and cats and stuff, this is the gift that keeps on giving. Just keeps on giving.
And the folks that were upset about the happy ferret or whatever in Mesa will just not even connect the dots. The fertile turtle.
The fertile turtle.
People weren't upset about that. We'll just look right past this.
You are correct.
Right past it, Chris.
You are correct. No, we're gonna.
Because that's what we do here. We compartmentalize our rage. It's just wonderful.
You are correct.
I love this place.
And it's based on political allegiance, sad to say. So that is true. We're gonna get to that. I like CNBC. Basically. has one of the this lady from let's see the Raimondo lady, the commerce secretary, and she says she's been crystal clear on her values. She talks to the people, and then CNBC hits her with she doesn't talk to the press. She went down for one pre-taped interview, and so again, Joe could say I'm old, COVID, blah 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 when he hid in the basement. She just knows she's going to look stupid when she talks, or at least her handlers know that. Laura Conover drops the ball again when it comes to youth leaders sexually abusing their teenagers. We got armed robbery near the U of A campus. Welcome, Dr. Garamella.
She didn't drop the ball again. She did. Laura Conover did not serve children.
Well, I mean
that's not an oops, I dropped the ball.
Oh, no, this
is worse than that.
Well, as you tie it back to Zabella, right? And what's the ones that we don't know about that she screwed up also? We got an aggravated assault on the east side. We got I just posted a new flipped car from last night.
Good Lord.
And it's up on it's on its roof. It's the roof
the
is
space down. City of the Southwest with suspended laws of gravity and physics.
Yeah, Zach didn't know that when he said space city of the Southwest. You know, it's like one of those classic movies where you misinterpret the prophecy, right? And he was with the Oracle of Beard Oil, right? Who said, "Yes, Tucson will be the space city," and he's like, "Oh, rocket ships and balloons," and you're like, "No, it's cars flipping all over the place and
spacewalk. Flying the cars are doing the spacewalk,
and some of our residents are doing the spacewalk." U of A finds service dogs are effective in treating PTSD. I find them helpful in just treating everything. A good dog, I'm just telling you.
Just
coping in the what's going on in the world.
Coping with life.
And then there's this piece Eddie A sent out, how Donald Trump can win the debate and the election in 2 minutes tonight. And we'll talk about that. Trump's coming to Tucson.
Just let her talk. It's the same strategy with Biden. They bring their own shovel. Yeah. They dig their own hole. Let them talk.
Agreed. Trump is desecrating Rahina Romero's Linda Ronstadt Music Hall on Thursday.
Can you believe it?
With his dirty presence.
Did
for
you
her.
Notice that none of the stuff says Linda Ronstadt Music Hall?
Yeah.
Which just made me giggle. It's like the Huckleberry Loop. Trump's there, it's the Tucson Music Hall.
Not the Linda Ronstadt.
Man, that made me laugh.
Let's see. Matt's got a good point here. We'll do that. We'll go through all the stories about Trump showing up in Tucson this week and see what we got for how they which ones say Linda Ronstadt and which don't, because I think that's hilarious. Let's see. This is KVOA. Sarika sued. The event will be held on Thursday, September 12th at 2 p.m. at the Tucson Music Hall. Linda Ronstadt's name's not on it. What's going on? I mean, this is hilarious. This is hilarious. Let's see. Did KOLD even cover it? Wow. Harris, Trump. Oh, here we go. Let's go. Former President Trump and second gentleman. Second. Whatever he is.
That's the au pair. Yes, he's a gentleman.
Let's see. You know, it's funny. So think about this. So it's oh, at least they do say Linda Ronstadt Music Hall on KOLD.
Oh, really?
Well, they did say that. So, here's the best part. Someone must have heard that Emhoff might be coming, this is last night, right? Location and time for Emhoff's visit has not been announced. So why is this newsworthy? He might be there. Just like they wanted to balance out the Trump story by saying Emhoff may show up.
Hide the women. Emhoff's on the way.
Let's do. Here we go. And then K-Gun did the same thing. Second gentleman also planning campaign stop. Well, I got to give it. Only KVOA scrubbed the Linda Ronstadt Music Hall because K-Gun did use it.
Okay.
So details of Emhoff's visit are yet to be released. Who's going to the Emhoff thing? Is that like the worst, most boring? I mean, she's bad enough of a talker. Is it really the point of your life? You're only going because you hate Trump. The only reason you would go to a Doug Emhoff speech is you hate Trump. You just got to show up and go, and they all got to be, I'm telling you, they're going to either bus them in from other parts of town, or they're going to make the union guys and girls sit there and clap for them or something. And then it'll be all the retired lefties from Sam Hughes' place will be Sam Hughes neighborhood will
they'll
be over
Raina
there.
Raina and Khan over there, and they'll say, we got to protect the children.
By killing them.
Hey.
Oh, sorry. Women's
enabling,
health.
Enabling their attackers.
I can tell you something. If you guys missed the Myra Rodriguez interview yesterday, because I don't expect you to listen 3 hours a day, but you should.
You know what's good for you.
She was amazing. This is a lady who worked for Planned Parenthood for 17 years. And then what happened was once she got into management, then she understood what they really were doing. When she was in the lower parts of the thing, you keep repeating the lies of Planned Parenthood, but you don't really know what happens on the back end. And she tells some grisly stories that will freak you out and wake your ass up again on what's going on with the life issue. So, all right, bump battle today. It's the battle of the D's. It's Depeche Mode versus Duran Duran. I keep telling you that people are people, so why should it be that you and I should treat each other so awfully? You're on Wake Up Tucson.
Thank you, Bill Shatner.
So hot.
All right, let's go to the mailbag real quick. Adriana, thanks for my Duran Duran fix. You're welcome. Soon to be installed Oral Valley Councilwoman Mary Murphy says, "Well, I do love me some Depeche Mode. I've already declared Duran Duran as today's winner." I'm with you, girl. I thought about that when ELP went against the ELO.
So rigged election, is that what we're talking about here?
Rigged election.
Wow. Rigged fight.
Dr. Neil, good morning. Sweet fall, 49.8 degrees low temperature in Pomerene today out by Benson.
Dang.
And I said, please send me the foliage map for your area. He says the Ocotillo leaves are turning. Map to follow.
the Ocotillo leaves.
The Ocotillo leaves begin to fall. let's get to our poor friend Patra in the hood of the 05, the Pliskin Acres area. Sunday, 12 midnight, shooting at Alturas and Castro. Heard it. Took 10 minutes for the first sirens, and of course they kept coming. Road closed, others I'm sure. Helicopter for 15 minutes. Let's not forget the weeds on Castro were also on fire this week. Love to you and Matt, your friend Patra. So let's
hang in there, Patra.
Hang in, exactly. Our friend Harry, the pirate, one of our favorites.
Oh yes.
Chris, with 139 being my residence number, I'll be voting the right way. Kudos to Gloria, Tia Gloria, for speaking truth to power, promoting contraception rights. Heck of a lot cheaper than taxpayers subsidizing abortions. And look at all the potential D party voter is being destroyed. Let the revolution begin. Of course, Kerry, he always ends off with no more taxation without representation. Harry T, Sanctuary CD6. mercy me. Mercy. Then I saw the Michael sent me the Babylon D B where I guess Dick Cheney did a proof of life video on the set of Deliverance 4 out there in the woods. That's something he's all for Kamala Harris with his quote special daughter. And the Babylon Bee said, never has America faced a greater Trump threat than Donald Trump, says two guys who started a guy who started two wars and shot a dude in the face. That'd be, and then actually my answer back to Mike when he sent me that was, to be honest, I didn't know Dick Cheney was still alive. Don't want to be a jerk, but it's true. We also have Margo sent out, there's going to be a church service for Paul Marsh. Again, that's Saturday, September 28th at 1300, 1 p.m., at the Christ Community Church. That's also the same time as the Gotaways film presentation at Maverick, which I will be doing the moderation of a round table. And then also, she was also saying that I'm in shock that we keep doing a, I'm glad we do it, but Tucson, we keep doing a Veterans Day parade, which is awesome. They're going to go around the perimeter of the convention center. Now, Matt, for a Veterans Day parade, can we say it goes past the Tucson Music Hall or the Linda Ronstadt Music Hall?
I think Ronstadt. That's the name of it. That it was renamed the Linda Ronstadt Music Hall, so that's what it should be called.
But Donald Trump's going to be there on Thursday.
Be interesting. Yeah. Yep.
That should be pretty good chaos down there. Hopefully, we'll get some Palestinian protesters, and
you'll get the whole crowd.
Lane Santa Cruz chaining herself to a tree. Be pretty good. So
people will be there saying ducks are good eating.
Duck l'orange. So in the Eddie A sent this out. This is from the Karen Ulick newsletter. The Ward 6 team and I have, remember, she doesn't want more cops at all.
No.
Right? She literally wants more chaos in the streets of Tucson, but she's got to throw you silly citizens some sort of, you know, bone that makes it look like we're doing something. Throw me a freaking bone here, Scotty, right? Council member Fimbres, who probably has just as bad a health problems as Raul Grijalva, at least he's out there once in a while. Again, Grijalva day two, is he alive? Can we please have proof of life video, not just some picture you took 3 months ago and said he's off working in his at the desk doing his work as Mel Brooks did in Blazing Saddles. Council member Fimbres and I have requested a September 25th item from TPD and the city attorney on ordinance updates that it could address the crime trends in proximity to hookah lounges.
Lower shelves or what?
She's literally doing an ordinance about hookah lounges.
Great.
Depeche Mode versus...
There's also a party at a house on 5th Street near Dodge. So are we going to outlaw houses as well?
Yes. And apartments. Guy just got stabbed at an apartment last night on the east
armed
side.
Armed robbery at the U of A. Did you see that one? Or near the U of A? Speedway and Campbell?
We'll get to that. All right. Just can't get enough, as we say in the Depeche Mode world. Depeche Mode versus Duran Duran. Here we go.
Went right to the big one, did we?
Yeah, we're not messing around.
This is like Vicki Lawrence opening her show with the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
This is what
we're
doing.
Where do you go from here?
We're just going to, you got to hang with us. We'll go a little deep tracker later. Everyone, we'll be there. We'll be there. You're on Wake Up Tucson. It's Duran Duran versus Depeche Mode for the Tuesday bump battle. We were talking a little bit off the air. We had a quick promo production meeting here. And Matt did bring up a good point about, as I'm reading the Karen Ulick announcement about they're putting an agenda about her and Fimbres really want to crack down on hookah lounges. We just know that it's in that amazingly condescending Karen voice. Yes. Councilmember Fimbres and I are going to put this agenda item on about hookah lounges. And please, don't worry about all the other places that are open up at night that provide problems. Please. That young lady that was killed at the party. Right. I didn't hear Karen Ulick get too worried about that.
Right.
But this hookah lounge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So because now it's funny, they're more upset about 180 rounds, which they should be, that there were no cops there. No one's been caught. Right.
Right.
Than they are the girl who got killed at a party. Right. An actual life was lost. They weren't too upset about Forrest Keyes getting gunned down in the Cherry Garage either.
Two intersection takeovers in Midtown. One was Glenn and what was it? Country Club? Or,
yeah, I think that's about right.
And the other one was on Prince?
Right near the... Almost,
Midtown. This is
almost
like,
almost near the mayor's palace.
This is not like in some sort of a...
Pliskin Acres mayor.
Pliskin Acres mayor.
Yes.
This is not out, you know, in some industrial area that's empty at the middle of the night or out in the outskirts of town. This is right middle of town. We're going to crack down on, where was the crackdown on, well, I know they're working
so,
on it. But.
So she's been around long enough for the Richard Miranda strategy.
But this is happening everywhere. I think it's the bigger point.
The Richard Miranda strategy is you have a task force. That was, we used to make fun of it all the time. Some there'd be some home invasion in Midvale Park where a poor lady got her door kicked in and they beat her up and took her stuff. And then Richard would have a press conference for the task force. We're going to do a task force. And they'd have the cameras show up. The story would go out and you'd never hear from the task force again. That's what Karen Ulick is participating in, the same thing. Again, if as we get closer to the Keep Tucson Crappy Hall of Fame induction ceremonies coming up at the Linda Ronstadt Music Hall in December, don't be surprised if Karen Ulick gets a call. She doesn't get a Founders Award. There's three gentlemen who get a Founders Award, but she'll be up there. Don't you worry. So,
well, I mean, she at least get a plaque for serving on the council in the most different wards.
Three.
So, yeah, three.
And we have no idea where she lives. So the other record she may have the councilwoman serving in the most wards who don't live in her ward. Because remember, she did such a horrible job running Pliskin Acres, she moved to the east side to live with a dude. Not in the dude's house, but, you know. Rest in peace to James Earl Jones. Passed away at age 93 yesterday. And, you know, I will tell you that what a talented actor. One of the greatest voices ever. Ever. And, of course, now I'm a Star Wars guy, so of course I'm going to love the idea of him being the voice of Darth Vader. But the picture that I put up was him as the writer in Field of Dreams. I love him in that movie. He's so good. And I love the quote that I put is the one, he's sitting with the baseball encyclopedia book. Well, this is where they find out now they're seeing the kind of the ghosts of the players kind of thing. And he says, "Ray, they'll come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn into your driveway not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at the door as innocent as children longing for the past. Of course, we don't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. And they'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. For it's the money they have, but it's peace that they lack." Love that line. Love it. And, you know, James Earl Jones, he's not in total, he's up towards Michael Caine land, believe it or not, he has 190 acting appearances.
Wow.
So, and he was working just pretty recently.
Dr. Strangelove, the, what was the one, the Patriot Games, or the movie with Harrison Ford, the Tom Clancy.
Oh, yeah, Clear and Present Danger, he was in a couple of those.
Yeah.
He was the Navy general guy who was kind of his, Navy Admiral, excuse me, that was his.
Sort of mentor or whatever.
You know, he was in Dr. Kildare's as Dr. Lou Rush in 1966. Great White Hope was one of the movies that was kind of when he started really starting doing movies. What else do we got here? I just want to give you a good Star Wars was 1977. And again, just for you non-nerds out there, that is not him in the costume. That's a guy named David Prowse did all the physical stuff of Darth Vader. And then he has an English voice, and they went with James Earl Jones in post-production, and that was one of the smartest things George has ever done. He's done some good smart things in his life, right?
Sure.
He was in the horrible Exorcist 2 movie. Let's see what else we got. Oh, I forgot. He's the voice of Darth Vader in the horrible Star Wars holiday special. Look at that. Love it. Let's see. He really got into some bigger movies later as we moved through here. Did a lot of TV. He was in a Highway to Heaven episode. I didn't know that. Gardens of Stone, I remember that. He was amazing as Eddie Murphy's father in Coming to America as King Joffer. He was great there. Field of Dreams, Terrence Mann. What else do we got here? Hunt for Red October is Admiral Greer. That was when Alec Baldwin was the Jack Ryan character. They did some, again, Admiral Greer, Patriot Game. Oh, yeah, he was in Sneakers with Robert Redford and Sidney Poitier. Garfield and Friends as Diablo. Didn't know that. That's what we should do with James Earl Jones. James Earl Jones, I think, does a really good voiceover of the classical piece of Lincoln Portraits. Let's see if we can find that, see if there's a piece of that we can play. Of course, Mufasa, the Lion King, the dad of Simba, he was in that. Jefferson in Paris, Judge Dredd, he did a lot of TV stuff. Yeah, again, I like this one. James Earl Jones reads the King James Version of the Bible. Like that. That's got to be pretty awesome. Let's go to line 2-790-2040. Jeffrey Tuffy Toro. Jeffrey, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Wakeys. Hello there, Chris.
Hi, my friend.
Okay, so I would like to sing the national anthem at the crappy induction.
Oh.
And to further upset the inductees, I would actually like to wear a shirt featuring the American flag.
All right, so you're volunteering to give us the national anthem for the Keep Tucson Crappy Awards in December?
Yes, I'm volunteering that.
I love it. All right. You're in.
Okay, great.
Done deal.
See you later.
Later, Jeffrey. 790-2040 is the phone number. Dr. Neil, James Earl Jones did the alphabet on Sesame Street. Best ever. I have to find that before it's over. Is John on the phone? Let's go to John Backer on line 3. John, what's up, bud?
Hey, I just learned something yesterday. When the news came up yesterday that James Earl Jones had passed, I was on the phone with a friend of mine, and he shared with me that James Earl Jones, although he's got such an iconic voice, suffered with stuttering. And he explained that he figured out that his brain was going quicker than his mouth would allow, so he adjusted his cadence. And did so wonderfully to really be such an iconic speaker.
That's amazing. Look at that.
Yeah.
Very cool. Again, we're finding out a lot of cool things about James Earl Jones today. Totally appreciate it. So,
you're welcome.
All right, my friend. Have a good day. 790-2040 is the phone number. That's John Backer running for Pima County Supervisor. I guess he's got a debate that Hines says he's coming on 9/16 with Dan Shearer moderating.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. We'll find out more from Dan tomorrow. He'll be on at
6:30. Yeah, okay, yeah, sure.
So, all right, let's go to break. I'm finding a couple more James Earl Jones thing. Bill, the Keep Tucson Crappy ceremony needs burning of the weeds by the fentanyl foil. We're working on something. It'll be like the Olympic torch, right? But it'll be like a thing of pallets, that kind of thing. It'd be like a pallet.
It'd be like Burning Man, a giant shopping cart made out of wood pallets.
Oh, see, now you're talking. Yeah, we're going to need help here on the production. We're working with a couple of different people. I'm talking to Taco Bell to see if they'll do a taco drop at the Keep Tucson Crappy Awards. And I'm working with a couple of rappers that have liquor drinks that could be the official sponsor of the Tucson Keep Tucson Crappy Awards. So the Flavor Flav power drink is, we're close with Flavor Flav. We're really close. So we're going to have
Bun
all
the, B.
we're gonna have all the white people in our planning organization look do like all these like cool like rapper poses to really, you know, gin up, get it, gin up support for the Keep Tucson Crappy Awards. So maybe Flavor Flav, and then the Vanilla Ice is also, we're working with Vanilla Ice on another one too. He could be one of the sponsors. He has a it's a knockoff of what's that that clear malt, Zima. Yeah, it's a Zima knockoff. So we'll talk about that. We'll figure it out before it's over. So you're on Wake Up Tucson. Depeche Mode versus Duran Duran. Let's do this thing. I know this is a story about Kamala visiting the Penzies Spices store in Pittsburgh.
Hmm.
I've already told you, Penzies hates Republicans. It's on their page, right? I mean, they're out front saying Republicans are the evil force of America. So, again, it is cute when she says, I'm going to bring everyone together.
Well, it's like her boss, who may or may not still be there, saying he's going to be the big unifier. That lasted 10 minutes.
Remember that wonderful YouTube we would play once in a while of him being the unifier? Donald Trump tears America apart. Again, what's her excuse? We know Joe's in basically a senile. I mean, his brain is pretty much a kumquat right now. I don't know. Her excuse is she's in over her head. So real quick, I saw this story after we schools should be our second home. School psychologist weighs in on safety threats. This is by Reina Preciado over at Kagan 9. This thing was Southgate at a Cat Academy. Then there was, of course, Catalina High School had a situation. And so, again, the psychologist is a lady named Azucena Bravo. And the problem with Azucena, again, like all of these people, is these kids definitely aren't unhappy. Their lack of parenting is probably amazingly high. And the idea is they might have psychological problems that are being, of course, treated with bad antidepressants. One of the things that where did they get this? This is from the National Association of School Psychologists guidelines. Correct misinformation. I always love when I hear someone say what misinformation is, right? Speculating or spreading rumors about the specifics of a violent event can unnecessarily escalate fear and anxiety or fear. You have to counter misconceptions that people with mental illness are more inclined towards violence. That isn't true. Now, in the situation of school shootings, again, I already did the story on this, okay? And I properly accessed someone else's work and gave them credit. But there's at least, and this is from 10 years ago, right, post-Tucson shooting. These antidepressants given by these doctors and approved by insurance and hospital systems and all this stuff, they are the number one. To me, they're one of the biggest causes of school shootings. And the idea that this blind allegiance, like what we saw with Pfizer during COVID, right? That the pharmaceutical companies just must know better for some of you people is just sickening. So if you're not having a real discussion about what kind of, did the kid have psychological issues? And most probably in a lot of these shootings, yes. Again, you just don't, you know, you just don't go shoot up your the middle school for no reason. I just had a bad day, so I decided to shoot everyone at my school. Right? You have to get to a point.
You cross that bridge.
Yeah.
There's something going on that's not good up here.
Yeah.
So
when I see this psychologist lady on her guidelines say, Well, misinformation is saying that most of these shootings have someone with mental issues. Sorry, girl, they do. And what? And where are you? You know, you should not. Well, maybe because she's a psychologist, so she's not subscribing. But how many doctors are subscribing horrible antidepressants that aren't the right thing for these kids?
Yeah,
we're at.
So. Again, there's the crime of passion where you come home and you find your spouse
Uncle Leo
cheating or something, right?
Yep,
that's the crime of passion scenario. This is ideation of this horrific act. This is either somebody's kind of working you over online, or just something has gotten into your head that if I do this, I will be known, or I will be respected, or I will be
sure.
I will be go down in infamy or something like that.
If your life and your mind is not filled up with good, solid things, nature abhors a vacuum, and especially with what's going on online.
Yep.
But this is even before online. When you go back to the Columbine shooters and all this stuff, right? There's an emptiness inside these kids, and most likely their parents are part of the problem. Remember the Tucson shooter? The kid built a death shrine in the carport.
Yeah,
and mom and dad were like, "Oh, he's just acting out." Right? The guy was thrown out of Pima because he was a nut. Right.
And it's more than guns. You have people going on these rampages with knives and clubs and cars. Using cars as a weapon, knives, whatever.
Yep.
It's not so much the weapon as it's what's between the ears. What leads a person to do that? It's horrible.
You are correct.
Horrible evil.
You know what we're going to do, Matt? We're going to save our Lincoln portrait till later, third hour, as we move through stuff. So that's just the way it works. There's no rhyme or reason to the show. We're just throwing up on the wall what's going to stick, classic DeSimone. Let's do a little holiday before we get to Danny Sawaya top of the hour news. Let's see. It's International Creepy Boston Dynamics Robotic Horse Day. Wow.
Oddly specific. Very oddly specific.
National Port Wine Day. World Suicide Prevention Day, TV Dinner Day, which I think originally would have said like the Swanson's TV dinner, maybe that kind of thing. But what percentages of Americans are always eat in front of the TV? I mean, that number has got to be more than 0.5%, right? Percentage of Americans that eat in front of TV. Let's see what we got here. Oh. It wasn't as high as I thought. 24% always eat dinner while watching TV, and 28% usually do. Oh, that gets me to 52%. So 52%, you're usually eating in front of a television. So, and then more importantly, it's National Hot Dog Day. So, now let's have a real discussion about hot dogs. We've talked about it before. This is like cats, okay? Please, no ketchup on the hot dog. I'm sorry. You're only allowed to put ketchup on a hot dog if you're under the age of 12. After that, we expect you to mature your tastes and just get a good spicy brown mustard on there, and we'll be fine. So, Danny Sawaya is coming up. Mary Murphy said I said subscribing instead of prescribing. If I did, I did. That's life. All right. Danny Sawaya coming up next.